Good morning, Barkaroos. This is the 12th episode of the Barkley Pets bi-weekly podcast. As always, thank you for continuing to tune in and listen to the podcast. It's been an exciting summer and I can't believe it's almost over. That said, fall truly is the best time in New York. The weather is perfect, we get the beautiful foliage upstate, and of course, it's brunch season. Now, for today's episode, I would like to focus on the interaction with children and dogs, specifically understanding how to handle these interactions. If you're not familiar with how children develop, it's generally helpful to have some basic handle on that process. For example, you can't expect a 4-year-old to grasp the complex instructions or have the dexterity of a 13-year-old. So, over the next few minutes, I'd like to go through some basic information on children's development that's helpful to keep in mind. Babies develop rapidly and change a lot over their first year. They demand a lot of attention because the first 3 months involve a lot of crying. The dog may be confused by the baby and they will likely not receive as much attention. Once a baby gets to 6 months, it will start crawling and try to stand. This can be very stressful for the dog, as the baby will crawl towards the dog or try to climb on them. It's important to be smart in managing both the dog and the baby. If the dog is a guarder or aggressive or any other reasons, then when the baby starts crying, it becomes a very risky situation for the baby. That's why it's important to have awareness of the dog's personality. And this goes back to some of our previous episodes where the owner needs to know their dog. The breed itself won't determine whether they're good with babies or not. If a dog bites a baby, it could scar the baby for life and create fears from dogs. The key to babies and dogs is awareness and taking the necessary precautions. Toddlers are very mobile, investigative, like to pick up things, put them in their mouth. They feel very independent and they resist taking commands from their parents. This can be challenging as it could begin to take the dog's toys, they could play a little roughly with the dog, follow them around everywhere and not give them any peace. Toddlers don't have full recognition that the dog is a living and breathing creature. This means they may pull at their fur or poke them around. This is a time to teach toddlers how to gently interact with dogs. It's hard to involve them with training, but it's still important to help them recognize what the dog likes and doesn't like and basic handling skills. The age 3 to 5 is when children start daycare, preschool, or school. They're very adventurous and curious about things. They're more likely to give big bear hugs and try to drag the dog around with them on the floor and other games that could trigger some dogs to bite defensively. Similar to the toddler's age, it's important to teach children about how to handle the dog properly. They're more mature than toddlers, so it's much easier to communicate with them and explain to them these concepts. They can also start being involved in the training with you with the dog, which will further enhance these positive interactions. School-age children are used to a classroom environment with a teacher and taking instructions. This age is very good at following instructions with training as long as they're shown how to do this properly. This age is also a little more sensitive, so when teaching them how to train a dog, it's important to have a lot of positive reinforcement. Even if they're able to follow instructions well, they're still children and it's important to keep an eye on them when playing games with the dogs because they're very likely to roughhouse a little more, chase them, play tug of war, or another game inappropriately. A herding dog, for example, may be tempted to try to nib at the child's feet as they're being chased, or a dog that's more defensive could turn a game into a little more aggressive one. Although they don't require the same amount of supervision as a toddler, they can't be left completely unguided. The last age group is in general older kids, like teenagers. They're generally a source of bad habits for dogs, like rewarding unwanted behavior, such as giving them food off the table or letting them jump for it. They may be impatient and yell at the dog or encourage rough play. If a teenager was not brought up to learn good dog handling skills, it's important to start teaching them at this age. They may not know when to reward or when not to, or how to communicate with the dog when there's a behavior they would like to change. Overall, the key message with having positive interactions between children and dogs is being aware of the child's age and teaching them safe dog handling skills, or in the case of babies, keeping them safe until the dog has had a chance to adjust. As dog walkers, you'll likely encounter many children along your walks which want to pet the dog. Some dogs you're walking may not like children, and you don't want to find that out after a dog has bitten the child. It's safer to avoid these interactions if possible. If you know the dog is comfortable with children, maybe they're living with a child or the owner has explicitly noted this to you, you need to make sure the child is approaching the dog gently. Sometimes the parent may not be watching, or maybe they haven't taught their child how to interact with dogs appropriately. It's okay to tell the child to gently approach the dog, let them smell their hand, and then gently pet them. Also, if you're altogether not comfortable in any of these situations, even if the dog likes the child, it's safer just to communicate that to the child and keep on walking. Now, I really hope you enjoyed this episode and learned something for your dog walks and even your personal life with dogs. Until next time, happy walking!